Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to be talking about testing. You know, I've always said that if you want to know where you're going, you got to know where you are. You know, if you want to get to Houston and I was going to give you directions, I'd have to know where your starting point is. In medicine, it is very difficult to treat a medical problem if you don't know what the problem is, if you don't know what the patient has. So I'm going to be talking about several different things that we do to test patients. All right. The first one that I'm going to talk about is something called an ALCAT. And that's a test where we test for food and food sensitivities and food allergies. Now, there's a difference between allergies and sensitivities. Allergies is what you typically hear when someone says a wasp stung them and they swell up and their throat is swollen and they can't breathe. Those are allergy symptoms. Food sensitivities, on the other hand, those are symptoms that you get that you're really not aware of. It's symptoms like, you know, you have a little bit of bloating when you eat this kind of food, or you gain weight when you eat a certain kind of food, or you have a little diarrhea or constipation, or you just have an indigestion. Those are food sensitivities. And a lot of people who are trying to lose weight actually can't lose weight because they have some food sensitivities and food allergies. Typically, you have food sensitivities to the foods you like the most. That's correct. The foods you like the most. And you eat it all the time, and then you can get food sensitivity to that. Now, we at our office, we utilize the ALCAT testing. And ALCAT does a number of things. We actually do a full platinum panel on our patients. In other words, we check 320 different items. And there are a variety of things. Like, for instance, we check 200 different food panels. Like, we'll check, like, fruits, like apple, like bananas, to see whether you have sensitivity or reaction to. Foods like avocado, foods like apricot, cayenne pepper, coumarin, clover, onions, things like that, to see if you have any kind of sensitivity to these things. In addition to the food sensitivities of the normal food panel, we would test maybe 20 food additives. Things like aspartame, MSG, sorbitol, things like sucralose. These are things that are found in your foods and things that you add to your foods, right? Pepper, those kinds of things, we test for those. Then we'll check for 20 different molds. Molds like aspergillus, manilia, like fungus, penicillium. Different types of molds, we'll check for that too. Then we'll check for maybe 10 different environmental chemicals. Chemicals like ammonium chloride, benzene, things like fluoride, formaldehyde. Those are common things that's in products that you have that you don't even know. And then we'll test for 20 different antibiotics and anti-inflammatory agents. And usually when the test comes back, they check for those 320 different things. You'll be amazed at what you find out. Typically, you find out that a lot of the foods that you like, that you have some kind of sensitivities. And they'll tell you whether you have a mild sensitivity, a moderate sensitivity, or a severe sensitivity. And they will tell you which foods has that particular product in it. So you'll know which foods to stay away from because that food has that, i.e., let's say like you have sensitive to wheat or barley. Well, guess what? They'll tell you that beer has wheat and barley in it, so you need to stay away from beer. And so they'll tell you the things that you need to do to stay away from it. And once you have the results back from that test, now you can gauge yourself. And you know, in my case, I am sensitive to olives. I have sensitivity to seafood. Now, I eat seafood and I love seafood. But I know that every time I eat shrimp, that my fingers swell and my rings doesn't fit and my legs swell. And the next morning I gained 3-4 pounds. I know it. But I also know that in 3-4 days after that, I'll be back to normal. I know there's certain foods that I eat that give me bad gas and, you know, foods that I eat that give me bloating. So, you know, and the test affirms that. Now, if you have a mild sensitivity, then sometimes all you need to do is stay off it for 3 months, and then you can go back to it. And when you go back, you just take that same thing once a week, no more than once every 5 days. It's called a rotation diet. If you have a moderate sensitivity, you should wait at least 6 months before you try eating that food again. And if you have a severe sensitivity, you may want to wait at least a year before you try eating that food, because your body over time got sensitive to it. And so over time, you'll lose the sensitivity to it. And so the foods that you're sensitive to, you can end up going back to. You just got to be realized that you just cannot have it every day, maybe once a week. All right. So it's a rotation diet. And so that's the ALCAT test that we do for food sensitivity. Now, another test that we do is called telomere testing. Now, why do we want to do telomere testing? Well, telomere testing tells us how old we are physiologically, not numerically. We know how old we are. You know you were born in such a year, and you know you are 40 years old or 50 years old or 65 years old. But, you know, physiologically, how old is your body truly? And a telomere testing will tell you exactly how old your organs are. When you do that, then you could know whether or not you need to get TA65, which will help you live longer and healthier. So telomere test is something that we also do, and that is very, very good test for the people, so you know where you are. And once you know where you are, you can make some intelligent decision as to whether you want to improve where you are or stay where you are and die the natural death or live long and healthy. Your telomeres in your body, that's part of your chromosomes. You see, if you look at your chromosomes or your shoelace, your telomere would be the hard plastic that holds the shoelace together. Every time the cell in your body divides, that hard plastic gets shorter and shorter. When the hard plastic is gone, your shoelace unravels. Your shoelace is your DNA. It's your chromosomes. It is your hard drive. All your information that you ever got from your ancestors and your parents is stored in those chromosomes. And so when the chromosomes unravels, your hard drive is unraveling. And so let's say that the bubonic plague was to come around today and your ancestors survived it. Well, if your hard drive was still working, you'd be able to survive it. If your hard drive is corrupt, then you cannot survive and you would succumb to the bubonic plague. So the bottom line is, once you start doing TA65, you will live longer and healthier. I mean, to some people, that's worth a lot. Some people, it's not. All right. Next, we're going to talk about heavy metals testing. Well, heavy metals. Well, what are we talking about when we talk about heavy metals? Well, we are talking about things like aluminum, mercury, inorganic mercury, titanium, molybdenum, nickel, lead, gold, cobalt. Those are all heavy metals. You know, where do you get these things from? Well, you can get nickel from body piercing, from jewelry, from watch bands, from zippers, from snaps, some hooks, from buckles, keys, from pens, from eyeglass frames, from kitchen utensils, breast implants, coins. There's tons of things from smoking. You get nickel from lots of things. Mercury, you get it from dental work, from vaccinations, from fish. Titanium, from orthopedic implants, pacemakers, rings, medications, cosmetics, candy coatings. Aluminum, from medications, from canned foods, from soft drinks. Lead, from paint, pipes, contaminated foods, fish lures, ammunition, wine. Those are some of the sources of these heavy metals. Now, what do heavy metals cause? Well, physically, they can cause muscle spasms, poor balance, headaches, skin problems like eczema, cancer, asthma, joint or muscle pain. They can cause MS, rheumatoid arthritis. They can cause irritable bowel, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. Heavy metals can cause all those things. Mentally, it can cause poor memory, anxiety, mood swings, insomnia, irritability, depression, autism. So food sensitivities can cause a lot of problems. And knowing whether you have food sensitivities, that's very important. We do those tests through neurosciences to check those out. And I can tell you this much, some of the results you get from these things is incredible. So, you know, heavy metals is very important for you to test. Now, we've already talked about ALCAT. We've talked about heavy metal testing. We talked about TA65 and telomere testing. Next, we're going to talk about neurotransmitter testing. You know, neurotransmitters. You know, we all know about hormones, but no one talks about the brain hormones, which are the neurotransmitters. That's how the brain operates. It uses the neurotransmitters to, you know, like, for instance, let's say you touch a hot stove, right? The neurotransmitter signals in your hand carries that information to your brain and tells your brain, hey, it's hot. And the brain sends another neurotransmitter back to your hand and say, hey, move your hand, and you move your hand. Now, if your neurotransmitters are sluggish or not performing your job, guess what? You burn your hand. Your reflexes are decreased. You know, neurotransmitters can cause imbalance in neurotransmitters can cause feeling of sadness, anxiousness, disrupted sleep, fatigue, behavioral problems, foggy thinking, headaches. Types of neurotransmitters, epinephrine. You've heard about that. Adrenaline. You know, when that's high, you can get sleep problems, anxiousness, attention problems. When it's low, you can get fatigue, lack of focus, difficult weight loss. You think that's important? Yes, it is. Norepinephrine, another neurotransmitter, also known as noradrenaline. You know, when it's high, you get anxious, you get stressed, you get hyperactivity, high blood pressure. When it's low, you get lack of energy, lack of focus, you have lack of motivation, low mood. So do you want to have your norepinephrine and epinephrine optimal? Sure you do. I mean, those are major symptoms for a lot of people. You know, you go to your doctor, he says you're depressed. Does he ever check your norepinephrine level? You say, I'm fatigued. Do they ever check your epinephrine level? Those are common causes of these problems. Dopamine. Dopamine is your feelings of pleasure. You know, that's what's released when you have a good orgasm. You know, dopamine. It gives you that euphoria, that sense of, oh, my goodness, life is perfect. Oh, for you who like chocolateholics, you have that chocolate, release those dopamines, you feel, oh, so good. Well, yes, that's dopamine be released. And, you know, when your dopamine levels are, when they're high, you can have poor intestinal function, developmental delay, attention issues. When it's low, you can get addictions and cravings. Serotonin, another neurotransmitter. That's very important for your mood, your sleep, and your appetite. Do you know that your GI tract makes more serotonin than your brain does? Your GI tract is your second brain. But serotonin, when the levels are high, you get stressed. When they're low, your mood is low. You see your sleep problems, uncontrollable appetite, headaches, hot flashes. There's a bunch of other neurotransmitters. The bottom line is when your neurotransmitters are off, they affect a lot of your emotions. They affect depression, anxiety, sleep, mood, everything. Do you want to know what those levels are? Of course you do. And we check those, the neurotransmitters, through neurosciences. So through neurosciences, we check your neurotransmitters, and we also check your metal toxic levels. All right? Now, just want to remind you, you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. The number to call me is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's VFW, Veterans of Foreign War, illimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, at iTunes. It's also available on the website, www.growyoungeragain.com. GrowYoungerAgain.com. The difference is when you get it from GrowYoungerAgain.com, you get an autographed copy with your name in it. You can also call us at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Once again, we are talking about testing. You know, like I always say, if you don't know where you are, you don't know how to get where you want to go. And the best way to know where you are is to get tested so you know where you are. A big part of a physician's job is not just the history and the physical. It's also doing the testing to see where you are. You cannot treat it if you don't know it. All right? Now, the next test we're talking about is neurofeedback. Now, neurofeedback is very important. We do a neuromap in our office. And a neuromap is like an EEG of your brain. It tells about all your wavelengths in your brain and tells how your brain is functioning. We will know so much about you when we do your neurotransmitter. But, you know, your neurofeedback testing is very important because when your brain is off, neurofeedback can help us with problems that you could be having. It will tell us whether or not you have ADHD, whether you have anxiety or depression or fibromyalgia, memory loss, OCD, addiction, autism, chronic fatigue, insomnia, migraines, PTSD. And most important, once we have done that testing, then we know what protocol to put you on to help you resolve these issues. You know, in medicine, we put Band-Aids on everything. When we do neurofeedback testing and treatment, we fix the problem. Your brain is a learning machine. And once we get your brain back on track, your brain perks up and does the things it needs to do. You'll be amazed at the results we get from neurofeedback and doing neuromaps on patients. The next thing we want to talk is about genetic testing. And we use pathway genetics. And we also use some other testing on genetics, which we have one test which tells us which medications work for us and which doesn't. For instance, let's say you go to the doctor and he gives you some pain medication. Well, how does he know it works? Well, he tells you it works. But you know, your genetics could say to you, hey, this pain medication does not work on you. This antibiotic does not work on you. So when you go get your teeth pulled and he gives you that shot and he says it's numb and you tell him, no, it hurts. Well, that's because that pain medicine does not work for you. There's some pain medicine you need a lot of because they don't work as well on you, and some that you need a little bit of because they work really well on you. So basically, whenever you go get a procedure done, you will know the medication that works on you and what doesn't. You know, there's a lot of stories where you see where people go and have surgery and they have anesthesia and they put them under and they think they're asleep, but they're awake during the whole procedure and they're feeling every single thing. And that's because that person has a genetic defect that does not allow that medication to work on them. So they're asleep, but they're awake and they're not numb and they feel everything. So, you know, so if your doctor gives you Vicodin or they give you Tylenol or Advil, it may not work on you. And your genetic testing can tell you those things. All right? But we also do genetic testing that tells about weight and diet, which things our body responds to, what it doesn't. Eating behavior, like how your body responds to certain things, like whether or not you have food desire, whether you have whether you get full quickly or whether you smack it. You know, metabolic health factors such as how you respond to different things in your body. Like, for instance, being overweight or obese may be linked to your health conditions. Exercise, how does your body respond to exercise? You know, in my body, I have an athletic gene. It's called a splinter gene. And this gene tells me that if I the things that work for me is exercise with quick movements, stop and go, those kinds of exercise. It also tells me that if I lift weights, I will build muscle quickly. And I know that for a fact. I'm not a big exerciser, but I can exercise for 2 weeks, 20 minutes each day, 5 days a week for 2 weeks, and build huge muscles and lose a ton of fat. That's just the way my body is. There's some people, no matter how much you exercise, you just cannot build fat. You know, some of you are out there exercising, you know, and you're doing the wrong exercise for your body type. You know, you may be running, but your body needs quick action stuff like weightlifting, or you may be weightlifting and stuff, and your body needs endurance type stuff. So genetic testing is very, very important for that. Also, with genetic testing, you can also see what kind of medical conditions you're predisposed to, whether or not you have a risk of cancer. Those are all things you can find out from genetic testing. And we do genetic testing in our office to let you know where you are and what your body is ready for. So those are all some of the things that we test. But we test for a lot of other things. You know, we test for the basic stuff. You know, the common CBC and CMP that you get from everyone. But we also test for all your hormones. We test for growth hormone. We test for cortisol. We test for inflammation in your body, inflammation in your heart. Inflammation in your body is responsible for 80% of all medical problems. We test for leaky gut. We test for all these things. We test, we do CRP, which tells us about whether or not you have an increased risk for heart disease. And then in our office, we have testing like we have HRV, we have BIA testing, we have DPA. Those tests that we have in the office tells us what kind of arteries you have, whether you have optimal arteries or if you have open heart surgery arteries. We test for stress, whether or not you have physical stress or mental stress, or whether you have your stress resistance is coping with all these stresses. We test for in our office, and these are all at no charge to you. We also have testing on the heart functions, whether or not your heart is optimal or not, whether or not you have an average heart or not. We test for all those things. We also test for your energy level in your body, whether or not your body is making enough energy for you. Your body, you have over 100 trillion cells in your body. And every day, 5 trillion cells die. Your body replaces those 5 trillion cells with 5 trillion new cells. But are the new cells better than the old cells or worse than the old cells? It makes a huge difference. We can tell you whether or not your new cells are better than the old cells from our testing that we do in our office. Of course, we do the obligatory tells you how much muscle you have, how much water in your body, how much fat you have, what your BMR is. We check your strength in your arms and your legs. We do all that stuff, and that's all part of our in-house testing that we do to help you know where you are. And periodically, every 3 months, you come in and you get tested, and we can actually tell you where you're going so you know where your baseline is, and we can see improvement. I mean, last week, we had a young lady. She came in. She was 159 pounds when she came in 3 months ago, and now she was 141. She lost 18 pounds of fat. She didn't gain any muscle, but she lost 18 pounds of fat. And you know what? The fat that she lost was right in her belly. Her belly has shrunken up from a waist 32 to a waist 28. Now, this girl was very happy. She's in her 50s. She was very, very happy. I mean, what are the odds that you would lose fat, only fat and not lose muscle, and lose it in the belly where you really want it to be, not in your breast, not in your butt? But she did. She was very happy. And we see that all the time. We had another patient who came in the other day. He had lost 20 pounds of fat in the last year and gained 12 pounds of muscle. I mean, Those are the kinds of things we get. And, you know, because we test, we know where you start and we know where you're going, and we adjust your treatment based on where you want to go. You know, in the bottom line is this. It doesn't matter what I do. What matters is what you do. Your health is your concern. I don't really care whether you splurge and have a great time all weekend long. All I care is that when you come in, I will fix the problem. See, I don't like exercising, and therefore I don't want anyone telling me to exercise, even though I know exercise is great for me. So I don't tell my patients what to do. I make recommendations, and they can do whatever they want to do, but I will help them get from where they are to where they want to be if they want me to. And that's the bottom line. But my job is to try to fix things, not put Band-Aids on things. And so we do the testing, and we show you, and you know where you start, and we know where you're going, because we have black and white beginning and ending results. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA Radio. My number, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's. Also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. You can call us at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can catch us on the web at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, feel29.com, like me. Guys, you have a great day, great night, and I will catch you next week. You all have a wonderful time.